Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 here at MVP Summit 2015 with Naomi Moneypenny. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
So you are a machine learning person.
I am.
So tell me about what you do.
All right. Well, I'm the chief technology officer at a small software company based out of Houston, Texas.
Okay.
And what we do is really machine learning. It's recommendations engine for collaboration systems.
Awesome. So what kind of, I'm going to geek out a little bit.
Yeah,
we're going to talk some mathiness.
Awesome.
What kind of recommendation system are you building? Is it collaborative filtering? Is
it's item-based
filtering?
It's a whole bunch of different techniques.
That's what's wonderful, right?
Exactly. Okay. So that's what's fantastic. We're using a whole bunch of different inferencing engines in order to actually come up with something that's really useful for people.
Okay.
So the important thing with the recommendations engine that we're working on is really around expertise discovery and knowledge discovery.
Okay.
But it has to be in the context of what you're doing. Because, right, if you're going to get a recommendation, it's only useful if it's in the context of what you're actually doing.
Of course.
If you need that data at that minute, that makes it a useful recommendation. Otherwise, it's basically noise. Right.
Awesome.
So what we're looking at is basically an adaptive system. We look at all the different signals that are coming in from the different platforms. So whether it's SharePoint, anything in Office 365, Yammer, and then we're looking at how we can infer that for you as a person. And so we're looking at the relative levels of your expertise inside of the organization based on what it is you actually do, not what you put in a profile system, right? That's really important. So being able to actually infer what you're doing based on a whole bunch of different techniques that we're using.
Mm-hmm.
So everything from a neural network approach up to just looking at how we can algorithmically process the data based on what information we have available, which is also really important.
So let's back up and let's maybe set some context for some folks.
Sure.
What does that actually look like? So you said you're feeding in data from Office 365 from Yammer.
Right.
So give me a use case of how this is actually working in someone's
life. Sure. So if I pick on, for example, oil and gas, right? We're based in Texas, so oil and gas is a common thing. So being able to figure out who is the right expert to contact at a specific time. So if I'm looking at a trouble ticket, maybe I'm interacting inside a SharePoint, and maybe I want to find somebody who has expertise in lots of different areas, but specifically for this thing. So when I may be reading a white paper or I'm looking at some data sheet or something else inside of SharePoint, what I want is expertise recommendations that are useful to me at that minute.
Okay.
So I'm looking for a combination of vectors, and that's what it's all about, right?
We're
really just doing a massive matrix, and we're basically processing vectors for a person every single time. So inside of your SharePoint document, you're looking at the web part or a little add-in there that's actually showing you relevant people based on the thing that you're looking at, as well as your own expertise. And so we're crunching huge amounts of data behind the scenes in order to deliver a targeted recommendation that's useful at that point of use.
So how does someone integrate this type of system into their workflow?
Oh, sure. So it's really all about putting that little add-in. So what we do is inside of Office 365, you can add little add-ins inside of your SharePoint experience. If you're using Yammer, we have a separate discovery experience that allows you to find the stuff that's most useful to you from across all the networks that you're a member of.
Mm-hmm.
So just being able to see different recommendations as part of what you're doing and interacting with the different pieces of content.
Sure.
So we have also new experiences that we're building into things like Power BI.
Right.
So we're looking at how we can do talent management inside of an organization.
Interesting.
Thinking about how you do inferencing of expertise again. So if I need to replace Seth on a project, not that you're ever replaceable.
Very easy.
Absolutely.
Buy a monkey.
but maybe you need a team of monkeys with different skills in order to be able to come up with the right person.
I've been called worse, so it works out.
We're all monkeys. from a DNA perspective, it's okay. But so what we're looking at is basically if you have a specific expertise vector and we want to see how we can actually fulfill that from other people inside of the organization if you're already engaged on a project, what we can do is run basically combinatorics across different people's expertise vectors and figure out the skill sets that are necessary and have that as part of a team.
And so what you're essentially doing is for each person that's in these systems, you're sort of creating like a vector that's their real profile based upon what they've said, what they talk about, what they do.
Exactly.
Is it literally just putting a SharePoint web part in? Because I'm guessing where do you get the Yammer information?
We get all the data from the APIs.
Oh, I see.
Obviously we work through the REST APIs available in Office Graph. We work in the Office 365 Graph. And then Yammer has its own API as well. And we work with some other non-Microsoft systems too.
That's okay, right? As long as you put it on Azure, we don't
care. Exactly. No, it's all running on Azure. It's the one awesome thing about it. So we love the web app service on Azure. It's fantastic. And the scaling has been amazing for our customers.
So you're here for MVP Summit.
That's
an MVP.
Right.
Office 365 MVP?
I am, yes. That's
fantastic.
Right.
So what do MVPs do, for those that maybe don't know?
Okay, so MVPs are really it's a different blend of people and different sort of ingredients that come up into each of those folks. I think a lot of it is just being evangelists in some ways for sure. the different technologies, but we also play a great role in terms of being able to give feedback into Microsoft and helping with the product development. So we are essentially people who are extremely passionate
of
about
course.
Community, and that's what it's really all about. It's about making sure that people have the latest information and going out there and engaging with the community and helping them to figure out how they can use the products in a really useful way for their specific situations.
Awesome. So let's talk about Office 365. It's starting to get a little more, there's a lot of more endpoints. Tell me, how are you feeling about the evolution of Office 365?
I think it's fantastic because it's really, we're seeing this as a service being delivered in a whole different way. Mm-hmm. And so Office 365 is really something, that evolution that keeps getting faster and faster and faster.
Sure.
The release cycle is amazing. Like every day, it seems like there's a new update in terms of what we're doing in Office 365. Mm-hmm. And people don't realize, I think, how broad the product set is, too.
Right.
It's not just Word and PowerPoint and the stuff on your desktop, right? It's really looking at, you know, what you're doing with SharePoint, what you're doing with OneDrive, new experiences like Sway, you've got new experiences like Delve, which is, you know, the unified in basically the interface for Office Graph right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to see all of those new experiences and how those are evolving is incredibly powerful.
So to finish up, tell me about a little bit more about Office Graph. I've heard the term, but I want to know more about it.
Okay, so Office Graph is really a way of processing all of the data behind the scenes that's going on inside of your Office 365 tenant.
Okay.
So it's really all about the content and the people and the relationships therein. And so you're looking at how you can see inferences between the different documents and the people and what they're working on.
I see.
It's basically a graph. And when we say graph, oftentimes people think, oh, it's something like a pie chart or something. It's not like
not
that.
Not us computer science people.
No, exactly.
We're thinking nodes and edges.
Exactly. And so it's all about having something that's basically a network structure, and you're basically having nodes and edges between those things. And so you're able to look at those relationships and infer some relationship between documents based on what people are doing.
That's fantastic. So. Well, finally, where can people go to find out about you and your company?
Oh, sure. So my blog is at naomimoneypenny.com. Mm-hmm. Our company is called Synexi, so it's synxi.com.
Fantastic.
And you can check out our products there.
Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
I appreciate it so
much,
Seth.
Again, we are here, MVP Summit 2015. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. We'll see you next time. Take care.